And yep, hello. This is Kareem back Ice Holes podcast number whatever. We're in season three somewhere along that line. I guess we're only like two. I think it's like season 3.2. And yeah, still in Australia, but only for another couple days, unfortunately. It's been an unbelievable time here, and we are here with finally some Australians because we've been getting a lot of shit. From Will Rothman predominantly about not no sorry Will's been fine. Andrew Kennedy said you need more Australians. You don't actually have any Australians. You may not be in Australia. Yes, I am Andrew Kennedy. Will Rothman said I had to say meow or some shit like that because last time we did penis 13 times that game. Oh, by the way, for the people who listened the last time, if you missed the count, it was a 13 penis count. For 2013. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah,
You
so
won't go
that's
over
good.
that then.
So, yeah, who was that? You may be asking. Let me tell you. This is Bree Baron. She is fantastic. Lovely little foxy Australian chick. So, say
Turning to
hello.
home there.
Thanks. Hi. Thank you for that.
And the other Australian here is a very, very funny man, comedian. And just all around, he's a good friend. I'll tell you that much. What a pal. What a pal you've been while I've been here. That's Marty Bright. Here you go.
First of all, I'd like to precursor, I have a New Zealand passport, so I'm not exactly Australian, but I'll pass. I'll pass for the time being.
You sound Australian.
Do I?
Do you have Australian citizenship?
I have dual citizenship. But if someone asks me where are you from, I will say I'm a Kiwi. Yeah, let's not get into
It's
that argument.
confusing. It's
You're gonna be like, where were you born? You're
so
an Aussie. No, I'm
whatever.
Australian, but I'm not
Look,
Aussie.
Bree, you're Australian, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, good. Then we're at least covered on one front. Maybe it's an Australian New Zealand podcast. Who gives a shit? We're all here. We're sitting like with our feet in a pool in beautiful summer, which is bullshit because it'll be in a couple days it will not be like this. It
It
will be
will be
very
here.
cold. Yeah, but it
Yes.
won't be in my life, and that's what my world revolves around apparently. So, yeah. So let's start it off.
Went home to mom and dad. I'm alone in the park and I don't know what to do. So maybe I'll just sit right down and blow a kiss to
And now we're okay. Yeah, no, it's
you.
done. All right. So
I
now we're back
am a little
because I have a
monkey
little
and I
theme
am
song, you see.
very
And now,
sad.
oh, the theme song
Stop
just
making personal
happened.
dream.
It already happened.
Okay. That was great. I loved it.
Yeah, thanks. Oh God, bad start. Bad start. We're doing fine. All right. What were we talking about? China or something? I can't remember.
I was talking
Yeah,
about
sure.
whether
Straight away.
I was thinking about whether women should be encouraged or discouraged from having children. Because if everybody's having a lot of children, yeah, we're overpopulating the earth. But if we don't have children, then who is going to be running the economy when we retire and look after us and all of our retirement funds? So I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I just think though, like the isn't the like, there's already too many people, correct? So, the economy thing, like, I don't see how that's super relevant. You know what I mean? I
Well,
mean
that's
that.
why our government
What
gives
about?
bonuses to anybody that has children. You get like, I don't know, 5K.
Yeah, but that's your government.
That's
That's.
because we want, that's because the government wants our women to be having children to support the economy for when. Because the problem is the baby boomers were a big generation, and they're concerned that where there won't be enough of us to support the economy once they retire, we're not going to be able to support their retirement funding.
So what stops being a slut in Australia then?
No, no. Okay, I think that the more pertinent issue is standard of living. Let's not go like if you're going to think into the future about like, oh, what's going to happen to the economy? No, let's look at what's going to happen to people who get born in a world that can't sustain them. And that's why I was saying before about China. I'm not being racist. I am not being racist just because I'm
He's from New
saying the
Zealand.
word
Australians being racist. Never
China.
heard of it.
He's New Zealander right now.
Okay. Now what I'm saying was that I think there comes a negative connotation to capping how many children families are allowed, because, you know, China was seen to be a villain in the eyes of the Western world. So, oh, well, we could never do that because that's what China did, and China's naughty. But
China's naughty.
I think I just gave some erections to some people in China.
China's naughty.
Tiny little Chinese erections. Tiny little Chinese erections. Nay, hey, come on.
See, it's funny because I was like, oh, well, so much for starting out with comedy, with comedians, but I think just the accent alone and the saying things like, China's naughty. That's comic gold.
That is such an embellishment on my accent. I never said, China's naughty. I said, China's naughty.
You know what? That China's naughty, that's what Kareem sounds like when he tries to put on an Australian accent.
Hey, shut up. It worked last night, so that's all I give a shit about. If the accent...
Now who is racist?
What? That's not racist. It's trying to do an accent and being bad at it.
You are doing the stereotypical attempt at an Aussie accent. If I went, ching chong.
Jesus Christ. You see?
No. That's an impression of a racist person. That is an impression of a racist person. I'm not one. But that is the equivalent, and I know there's people listening that are nodding their head agreeing with me.
No.
Yes, there are.
Konnichiwa. Like something, a word you knew.
Yeah, where's Konnichiwa from? Is that from China, or are they all the same to you?
That's Chinese.
No, it's Japanese. They're all the same to you. You're racist, Australian. Get away from me.
Chong. I wasn't saying words. I wasn't saying things that I thought sounded like Chinese words. I have two friends. And I was just saying their last names in quick succession to each other.
Ching and Chong?
Yeah, Johnny Ching and Bruce Chong.
I think those were the brothers in Double Dragon. Oh, God. Okay, well, we've been talking a lot about comedy and doing stand-up and the difference and the automatically getting a little bit of credit. See, I did a set last night at the Laugh Garage. It was actually Marty's set, who we've seen a couple times there. He's quite good if you're in the Sydney area.
He's good for Sydney. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, you're good for anywhere.
It's not worth traveling for, that's all. Oh, no, that's...
It's a long way to come. But, no, if you're here, you should definitely check him out. If he does a North American tour... Which we were also discussing. You should definitely check him out. Are you on Twitter or anything like that?
I'm on Facebook. You can like me on Facebook. Yeah. Marty Bright. Marty Bright Comedy.
Marty Bright Comedy. All right. But, okay, so that's plugs. I've done that. But what we were saying is that I felt like I got a little bit of credit just for having a, like, a accent from a different place. Like what you were saying, and then we'll discuss. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought that when you went up there after all these Australians with, I might say, rough accents, they weren't really all from the corporate world or anything.
The corporate world.
back to the economy again. You're obsessed with the economy.
She thinks she's an economist. She's trying to sound super smart for this podcast. Well, after the konnichiwa, that's all right. You're good. You're doing good. Go ahead.
Wow. You're giving me so much confidence to keep going.
Go.
Yeah, I was going to say, after you came up, after
a bunch of rednecks, after a bunch of rednecks, I came
Yes, yeah. And you had this...
That's not true. There was actually really good... There was good people. They weren't rednecks at all. There was other good comics.
But there were some rednecks. And... You came up with this Canadian accent, which to Australians is just going to sound American. And you sounded like you were coming out of the television. Like you were coming out of a television. Because all of our popular TV shows are, not all of them, but we watch a lot of American TV shows. So to us, that accent just sounds like you're in Hollywood almost.
It's safe and familiar, and I understand what you mean. Like, I was in, I was doing some gigs in New Zealand. I was there for a family holiday, but I just happened to be doing some gigs in New Zealand, and they gave me the same respect, even though some of the comics there probably have been doing it as long as me, just because I was this unknown entity. And, you know, if you carry yourself well, then that kind of almost can sometimes masquerade being good. Not that you're not good, Kareem. Not that I'm not good me.
No, you're good you. like there, I mean, there's a weird, it's true, because when we have like, you know, British comics or Australian comics or whatever, like Australian, I think especially, because you guys have a silly accent. Like it's pretty humorous
it's
sounding.
It's a pirate. It's like a bogan pirate, a redneck pirate.
Yeah. Bogan. See, like there's a lot of words as well in a lot of the sets I've noticed that like, you know, I can't, can like necessarily understand. And there's a lot of local comedy as well, like in Australia, I feel like, man, well, from what I've seen, I don't know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Smoko. But
yeah,
Smoko,
yeah, yeah, tell them, I mean, don't,
you know. I won't tell another comics bit, but we were at a gig the other night, and there was a comedian who was the MC, and he, throughout the night, probably did about 10 or 12 callbacks to the same joke, which the punchline was, Smoko. Which is like a recess break for workers to go and have a cigarette, which didn't really translate for Kareem, who was looking at me puzzled every 10 minutes when this callback occurred, going, what the fuck is Smoko?
It just sounds like, I don't know, like a bong shop or something.
Yeah, well, two of my favorite words that you've found funny the last couple of days is gumboots, because it did rain here, unfortunately, and I was wearing some spunky red gumboots. And
spunky.
What do you call gumboots again?
Well, boots are just boots, or galoshes. Like we'd say galoshes. Wellingtons are like a brand. We'd probably
rain
say
boots.
Like rain, yeah, boots. Rain boots maybe, but not gumboots. Like where does the gum come from?
Well, it's the rubber. Like it's a gummy rubber. It's
is
soft.
That true?
It's
is that true? Because she makes shit up all the time. Like she just makes up excuses.
Yeah, I made that up.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, because but when you look at them and you feel them, it's like a gummy rubber.
Okay.
No, I understand the word gum. It sounds has connotations of those boots,
soft.
But it's not something you can explain.
Because you guys
the origins of the word gumboot.
Because you do have a lot of words here that don't have any actual meaning, but you know what they mean. You know what I mean? Like when I ask somebody, like when I first heard fair dinkum, I'm like, what is a dinkum and why is it fair? And they're just not fair dinkum. That's what it means. I'm like, so fair. Like, cause they, what fair dinkum means is like, I don't know what, like kind of, yeah, basically.
Too right.
Yeah,
like,
well, two right's another thing. Like,
okay.
Like, I mean, too right,
correct.
I guess you can
I agree.
Understand.
Correct, I agree, yes, that's true.
Yeah, so it just sounds like something is, oh, that sounds fair to me. So I'm like, what is a dinkum then? Nobody has an answer.
You'd have to look that one up.
I don't think, yeah, there's a lot of, it seems like to me, with some words, Australians want to make them as short as possible. So like, smoke break was smago. But then when fair dinkum just means yeah, then we add three extra syllables onto it, which is what the fuck logic is that? Like when we should be telling more, we just really want to shorten it. But when it's really as simple as a yes or no, we want to have the floor and take the attention. I mean,
fair dinkum.
I think we just like to personalize our words. Like, I think even with everybody's name in Australia, you need to play with it. Like Sharon, Shazza, Darren, and Dazza, and Bree, you can't shorten that, so they make it longer, like Breeza, Breezy.
You love Z's.
Yeah.
The letter Z,
yeah,
you guys are crazy.
That's the only nickname you can have. It has to have a Z in it. So Kareem would be Kazza.
Kazza?
Could be
Karaza?
Reemza, Reem.
Reemy baby.
I think we're more likely just to make it dirty, like rim job.
Yeah, that's what I get from the English folks.
I actually have a player who plays in the soccer team that I play in, and his last name is Pitaway. But somehow that has morphed with no origin, and everyone calls him Rimmers. So Rimmers, like rimming, and to the point where people call him this in every situation. my mum came to watch a couple of our games, and then she's like, go Rimmers. Go Rimmers. I'm like, mum, do you know what rimming means? And had to explain to my mum what rimming means.
That's always a hard conversation to have with your mother. Yeah. At any age. Yeah. I remember when I was, like, I worked at a job.
Really?
Yeah, I had one at one point. And it was like a retail kind of job. Kind of like, we sold DVDs to people. No, they were like, we created these DVDs. It was like these tourist videos, and then they'd buy them. But on the like receipts they got, or the docket, as you guys...
Docket, not docket.
Whatever.
A doza.
On the docket, my boss, like, you could see who checked you through, like, who, you know, swiped, and, you know, whatever. And my boss one day changed mine to say rim job. It actually said ream job, but it said it on every person's receipt that I helped for, like, something like, I don't know, four or five months. You know, everybody was getting, and some people got it. There'd be kids who'd get their receipt, and it's right at the very top.
Yeah.
The first thing it says on the receipt is ream job. And people would just look at their receipt and just think they got fucked.
That's a very unfortunate name.
It's worked out for me thus far. Oh, gosh. It is so nice here. The weather here is unbelievable right now, but... the weather changes kind of like crazy a little bit here. I mean, it's summertime, which is nicer than at home at the moment. Like, so, you know, it being January, it's pretty sweet that it's, you know, in the mid-30s. But it was crazy that, like, while I was here, Sydney had it, the hottest day that it's had on record. And it was, or was it the hottest day? Yeah, it was 46. Yeah, 46, 47 degrees. And... honestly, it was like,
Celsius.
Yeah, Celsius.
Do you guys have Celsius?
Yeah, Canada Celsius.
Oh, cool, high five.
Oh, yeah, cheers. All right, yeah, metric. But then the next day, it was rainy, and it was 22. Like, it was, that's a 24 degree drop.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm shit at math. There's a 24 degree drop in a day.
Don't forget the bushfires.
Tell me about the bushfires.
There was some bushes, and they caught fire.
Sounds negative.
Yeah. No, it was, just because of the extreme heat and the extreme dryness in a lot of the rural areas. Like, there was, I can't remember exactly what the measurement was, but it was something like there was a bushfire that had the span of 90 kilometers at one stage. And nothing funny about that.
No.
It's also the combination of the wind adding another element, I don't think it's as difficult to take care of a fire if there is no wind, but as soon as wind picks up, and which there does tend to be a lot of wind because we're all fairly coastal here, they just spread like crazy.
Wildfire. They spread like wildfire.
A lot of people lose their homes every year.
And what about babies in pools? That's another major issue that you Australians seem to have.
Yeah, well, I was just actually taking a pool noodle, which I'm not sure if you have.
We have pool noodles.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
It's amazing what we think we do have and don't have, like, in each other's countries. You know what I mean? Like, Brie came up... sorry, babies. No. But, like... But Brie came up to me, like, when I first came and had, like, a hot pack. It was, like, was it a hot pack or the cold pack? I can't remember. Yeah, and, like, you squeeze it, you know, and it heats up and whatever. And she's like, oh, isn't this amazing what Australians have? No, that's not fucking Australia.
Why does she sound like Paul Hogan?
She. Oh.
We don't have those here. They're not common
pack.
Here because it doesn't get that cold here. So I'd never seen them before. I thought, wow, this would be great for Karim in Canada.
You call that a heat pack? This is a heat pack? Babies.
Oh, yeah, babies. No, so we had some pool noodles in the pool, and I had to take them out of the pool because we have children next door, and the common rule in Australia is that you do not leave pool toys in the pool. That might be tempting for a toddler that likes shiny, bright coloured objects to be tempted to go and grab it and then be a statistic. So, yeah, that's why I did that.
Is it a big... we saw that TV show about it. It's like a big statistic. A lot of kids do this.
Despite all the laws that have come into place the last 10 years or so, where you do have to have your pool completely fenced off and a certain kind of latch, I'm sure.
But is it a real thing, or is it just like a hyped up, like one of those? It's like, you know, pedophiles. Pedophiles are serious.
Wait a second. Yeah. Did you just say, is it a real thing, or is it like one of those hyped up things like pedophiles?
No. I just meant like the...
Pedophiles, the imaginary pedophiles.
No, just the extreme lengths now. You can't... Like, for instance, I forget who... Oh, yeah, Bill Burr has a bit about, you can't say hi to kids anymore. If you're a guy, you can't... You can't be excited to see a kid. You can't, hey there, Rusty, and you just pat. No, you can't go anywhere near him.
What sort of kids are you hanging around, Rusty? Do you?
So, you get what he's saying. It's like, it's so hyped up.
It's the whole, because I work with children as well, and it's the whole, being wrapped in cotton wool. It's like, okay,
Sorry, what? You wrap the kids in...
That's another Australian saying. Wrapped in cotton wool means you're overprotective.
I don't know. I've never heard that in my life.
No, yeah.
That's a saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it means, to be overprotective about something. And often there'll be kids, there'll be a kid fallen down, broken their arm. And, as a male staff member, you're not allowed to, give them a little bit of affection because someone's going to turn around and say, well, why are you doing that for? I'm like, well... I can see a bone sticking out of their arm, and it happens as well with if a young boy wheezes themselves. My boss encourages me, don't you take care of it? Don't you get them a change of clothes? Don't you get a female staff member? Because if push comes to shove, and for some reason there's a misinterpretation, and it's the child's word against yours, and you're a man, they will always look more harshly towards men.
Yeah. So you probably shouldn't wrap them up in wool.
Yeah.
Stick with you for the rest of your life. That on your record, it'd follow you. That's a scary thought. Yeah. That you're going to be thought of that way.
Even if someone's like, "Oh, he touched my mum," and then they say, "Well," and then someone says, "Oh, no, it didn't happen. We found that there was no evidence to show that." The accusation still stays on your record. So that's why people are just now, like you said, with the... Who was it? Bill Burr. Yeah. Just fuck off. If any kid comes up to you like, excuse me, I can't find my parents, fuck off. I'm not talking to you. Good luck. Good riddance.
That's true. That's it's funny. Over. Yeah. Get away from me, Junior. Your fucking problem.
Stop coming on to me.
Yeah. You enjoy that, huh? Ah, good.
Now, Kareem, I have to ask a question here. I have to pose a point. Do you wax or shave your chest?
Oh, Jesus. It's coming. It's come up. No. All right.
There's a severe contrast going
on. I get to edit this podcast, which is great. No, I'll admit to it. I don't mind. I don't even feel bad. I do try to trim, my chest hair. Try to shave it a bit because it's terrible. Like, I have very kind of... I don't have a lot of chest hair. I only have, I have little sporadic little bits. And so I'll get, little curly. A couple weeks, it's, just, two or three little curlies, and I look like, a cartoon, Popeye thing.
No, it's not that bad. You feel funny about it, but it never looks that bad.
But Marty, on the other hand, he looks like Carlos Blanca from Street Fighter. He's got the...
What a specific reference.
It would work for some of the nerds.
Isn't that the green guy?
Yeah, but he had that big fire chest of... he had that big... and Zangief had a lot of chest hair as well.
I'd rather that. Zangief.
You'd rather be Zangief than Carlos Blanca?
Yeah, he's cool. He's got a cooler name, and he's got cooler moves. Zangief just, like... This is like crouching in a ball and just like jabs like sporadically. Whereas Zangief
you mean Blanca does?
Yeah, sorry, Blanca. That's what Blanca does. Yeah. But Zangief can like fly through the air and
he does the spin. He has the spin thing with his arms and like hits you in like a tornado.
I would
spin.
Like to see Zangief versus Raiden. That would be my ultimate fantasy video game.
I feel like Raiden would do better against who's the M. Bison. He's more of an M. Bison match.
Well, you got to. I don't think many of the Street Fighter characters actually have superpowers. So I think anyone in
they all have superpowers. Like a lot of the Street Fighter guys. Well,
I thought it was just more
Hadouken. They're shooting blue fireballs. Blanca gets electric. I mean, Dhalsim shoots his arms like across the screen.
Yeah, fair enough. You're clearly a bigger nerd than me.
Bree?
Yes. I know Street Fighter, but there's no way in hell I'd remember the fighters' names.
I know. I mean, that's,
I've played it a lot. I've got two brothers. Played it a lot. And I always pick the chicks.
I always pick the chicks,
she says. What was her name again?
Chun-Li.
Don't be racist.
Oh, Ching Chong.
Hey.
That's what she said. He said.
I know, but it was Chun-Li, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That was her actual name? Well, I wasn't...
That was my callback.
We were just doing callbacks. That's fine. 26 minutes. We're probably only going to do what? Like a half hour? What did you say?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go check the time and we'll talk about something. I'm
you
just
serious?
Kidding. No. You're contributing.
So rude.
What do we have to talk about, though, now? This has to be edited. Jesus Christ. See, I don't know if you can hear that, though.
Oh, you can hear that.
To what? What are they?
Kookaburras. They're kookaburras. So that's known as the kookaburra laugh. And kookaburras usually only travel around by themselves, but we have a rare occurrence of seeing two together in the same tree. Unfortunately, we can't send you any footage as this is a podcast. I wish you could see it because they're looking down at us and they are beautiful. Really?
I don't even see. Oh, I see one. I see one right there in the tree. They're weird, but like.
If you look at them, they actually look like quite an aggressive bird. They look like something that would attack you, but they've got such a mild nature. And you don't see them being attacking any other birds, but you see the minor birds in particular, which are, I think they're called the Indian minor birds, which are a pest and they've been brought into the country. They're not native and they fly in flocks and they attack these birds. I don't know why. I feel they have something prejudice against them. I feel that there is something personal about it. Maybe they're jealous because the kookaburras are so much better looking.
This is, yeah, now she's.
Those Indian minor birds, they don't belong here. I think they should go back to where they came from.
You know what? I think that they're taking a lot of our females away from.
Yeah. And our jobs.
They're taking all the jobs away from the kookaburras.
Kookaburras.
How do you say it?
I don't know, actually. I don't think I've actually ever said the word.
Do you know the song?
Yeah,
kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, merry, merry friend of the bushes.
Do you know the song?
Laugh, kookaburra, laugh, kookaburra, how gay your life must be.
Agreed. that's pretty much all what you like base know about Australia is pretty much that and Waltzing Matilda. That's it. You know, like at home, we just think you guys sit around over here. Singing that.
Would you say that a lot of people, if you said if I'm going to Australia, their immediate image is not of the cities that we have here. It's, and a lot of people don't even think, like they come to Sydney and are surprised at how, the diameter of the city. They think it would just be like a couple of buildings and then like a couple of tumbleweeds.
I don't know, like Sydney, I think most people would understand Sydney or recognize Sydney because you see all the like images of the actual city and the bridge and the opera house and all that.
Yeah.
But I think all they would think about is Sydney and then the outback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I say
we're known for Bondi and Manly,
but what,
we're known for the
they
beaches.
Wouldn't be like, I think they'd
Summer
be able
Bay,
to name
baby.
I think they'd be able to, I don't even know what that is. Where's
Summer
Bay?
Bay? It's a TV show, the Home and Away.
No, we don't know.
I think England gets Home and Away.
Well, no, we don't get what?
Neighbors?
No.
Oh.
No,
Skippy?
We're no. Okay, that's enough. Skippy? Do you get Skippy? Yeah, sorry.
Your first comedy set back in Canada, just like, I just got back from Australia. Fucking Skippy.
Smack out. Yeah. It'll be.
Bonza. Oh, Bonza.
But like nobody, like if I said I was going to Brisbane, for instance, people.
Be Brisbane.
Yeah. Like people don't know what Brisbane or Cairns. Everyone would say Cairns. Like they wouldn't know. Like they wouldn't actually know about that place.
But
maybe
they know,
Perth.
They know the Great Barrier Reef, which is in Cairns. So they'd recognize the Great Barrier Reef if you said you were going to go there.
Yeah, but that's like, but what I'm trying to say is
if you were playing like a word association game and someone said Australia, the image that they would go with, they would either say Opera House,
kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
If the Great Barrier Reef is the biggest reef in the world, I think that a lot of people would be aware of that.
No, they know about the reef, but they don't know about any of the towns or anything around, really, or any of the cities.
Great Barrier Reef is a Cairns. And they don't know Cairns, but they know the Great Barrier Reef is all I'm saying.
No, but we all know that.
I think that in intelligent people and people that seek out knowledge about the world know. But then again, I think, Bree, you're overestimating how much knowledge some people seek out. Like if someone lives in a town in Northeast Swaziland, they plan to never leave their town, then they really have no reason to go and research. And
I don't think you even have to be from Northeast Swaziland. Like I would say the majority, you think that the world knows Australia a lot more. You think Australia is really everywhere. It really is not.
The Great Barrier Reef is one of the wonders of the world.
We're not arguing about the Great Barrier Reef anymore.
Right,
listen
okay.
to me. We're talking about the actual the cities.
Yeah.
Like I would say
they only know
Sydney, Melbourne.
Yeah.
I think that's all really the majority of Americans and Canadians would be able to. They might get to Brisbane.
Yeah.
Maybe Perth. I think they would know actually Perth before they'd know Brisbane. But like Cairns or Wollongong.
I'm sure they would
like,
know what our capital is. I'm sure they wouldn't know that.
Only like trivia people. Like
so
people who are into trivia.
The capital of Canada is.
Is Ottawa. See, most people think it's Toronto.
See, I think actually Canada has the same situation as Australia, that its capital city is not its most happening place or the place that people will want to go to the most. If you came to Canberra, I actually think that would be the equivalent of going somewhere less attractive or less glorious and picturesque than Ottawa, which is not that picturesque. Somewhere less than there would be your equivalent of Canberra.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or like for instance, when I got brought on last night, the host was talking about how we how we all speak French and all this. You know what I mean? Like that's one of your assumptions about our country, which is like me. I don't like nothing like escargot. You know what I mean? Pamplemousse. That's it. Like I don't know. Pamplemousse, it means grapefruit, but it's just funny because it's on our grapefruit drinks. I don't know.
Cool.
We just think it's a funny word. Like, but I don't, like, we take French in school, you know, but nobody, like, a little bit, like, only, like, from grade 4 to 8, and then that's it. You can continue on.
So would you say that the amount of people that are getting to adult age and are fluent in French in Canada is decreasing every, like, all the time?
No, it's not that. There's only the one. There's Quebec. Quebec is French. Like Quebec is a province, and that area is French.
And what cities are in Quebec?
Montreal, Quebec City, you know, Trois-Rivières. I don't know.
Okay.
Like a few other the big ones would be Montreal and Quebec City.
Okay.
And then Ottawa is kind of bilingual because it's right on the river, basically very close.
Mm-hmm.
well, like it's getting towards Quebec, but otherwise.
So does that mean that in primary, in primary, elementary, what do you call it? In, see, I'm trying to be socially.
That's good. Yeah, we're
culturally
relevant in the word.
Yeah. On the opposite side of the country to Quebec, would the people in elementary schools still be learning French at that compulsory age, even if they're the furthest distance away that they could be from the French province?
Oh yeah, like in if you're in British Columbia, I think I don't know. I think it's different per province, but you do, yeah, everybody in Canada, I think, has to do at least a little bit of French in school. Like, it's like in the US, they do, like, they have Spanish as a second language, you know, just to try and learn another language, but it's not like, it's not, I don't know, like, nobody, like, there's not a lot of people, really, I would say, that are, like, totally fluent in both. It would be, I would say, the same amount, same number of people roughly in Toronto. I would hazard that there would be people that know, you know, Spanish and people that know French. Like, it would just, you know, it's somebody who knows another language or people who have traveled, you know, not like, I wouldn't say it's, but that's what, you know, an Australian thing put out, that they think like, oh, they think we're always goddamn cold, like always, which we're not. In the summertime, it gets really warm, and they think that it's, you know, that we all speak French. Well, I don't know. What do you tell me?
A lot of igloos?
There's not a lot of igloos, from what I understand. Everybody pretty much lives, like, most, it's like 80% lives right on the border with the U.S., almost. Like, something like an hour or 2 hours from the border. So, that's where most people live, and then the igloos are up north. No offense to our Inuit listeners? No, I don't. Not the case. Not this podcast.
Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, keep on up there. Stop clubbing baby seals. And, just kidding. It's a funny t-shirt that we have. It's like a, yeah, because you have, like, seals in a club, like, with, like, music and lights, and then it says, stop clubbing baby seals. That's a cute little t-shirt there.
Bit of Canadian humor there for you.
Like Norm MacDonald. I tried to do a little...
Did you see the other week, Jacques, that was on... he did a comedy set at the Laugh Garage. One of the weeks that you were there, I believe.
I'm not sure. Maybe. I don't remember a guy named Jacques.
I'm not gonna chuck at you and quote someone else's material, but... No, it was a very funny bit about Canadians and their traveling habits. And
well, go on, like, you're, you
okay,
know.
Fine. He normally goes around the audience just mapping out people's nationalities. He's like, any Canadians here? If they were, they wouldn't say anything, like, because I don't want you to think that I'm American.
Yeah. Killed that bit, I'll tell you. Killed it.
Yeah. It was funnier when it was him.
Oh, that was good. Jeez, 38 minutes.
Right.
We're in. Should we start signing it off? We've done pretty good.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I also want to go swimming, and yeah, and my toes are also getting. You know.
Like a grandma.
Yes, like a grandma.
Did you read that thing on I Love Fucking Science about pruning, your feet pruning?
Now what?
And it was, I'm trying to remember what it actually said, but something about, God, they had a reason, because nobody knew why your fingers and your feet prune up, but now I can't remember.
Thanks for bringing it up, though.
Yeah.
That's great. So go check out I Love Fucking Science if you, glad to keep you in suspense. Again, you know, the Economist went for it, didn't quite make it. She said, well...
It's a cliffhanger episode.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like right at the end, to be continued.
Yeah, she went for it, didn't quite make it. That's all right. Konnichiwa, anyways. And,
Ching chong.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to us, I guess, around a pool. This is the last of the Australian episodes for now, but who knows? Might be in Alaska coming up in the next couple months, so I don't know if there's how many comedy places there are in Anchorage, but there's a lot of Republicans, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, but I'll be back in Toronto as of next week, so keep an eye out. I'll be posting dates on my Twitter, which is at Reem himself. And, of course, you can always email us or look us up at Ice Holes Podcast as well. Or
I remembered why.
All right, go ahead.
I remember why. I think it's got to do with grip. You've got better grip when... when your fingers are all wrinkly, you can better grip onto like rocks and crevices.
Like it's an evolutionary thing?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It does. It does make sense.
Did you actually remember? Or is this another thing you're making up?
Sometimes I can't tell the difference.
All right. that was Bree Barron. the scientist, the economist, the... lovely worldly Bree Barron. Thanks for being on. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And thank you. What a sad. And of course, the great Marty Bright. Check him out on Facebook. You can follow him there, Marty Bright, comedian. And if you're in Sydney, check him out. Go to a show.
Any comics, I'll get you some gigs down here if you ever come down.
Boom! He'll do that. He's done it for me. He's a king among men. Yeah, he did. He did. Oh, what a king! Yeah. All right. Take it easy. And what's a good Australian ending? Give like an good Aussie ending.
See you later.
I don't. It's actually a really hard one.
Bonds. I just thought you'd go. All right. Smackow!
Yeah.
We love you.